That's about all country people had in those days. Cane bottom chairs.
And did you have maybe a kind of a large piece of piece in one of the rooms, maybe the living room, that you could, a couple of people could sit in?
No, not in ours. Some people might have it. They built a bench. My daddy wasn't too hot on building things like that.
Yeah.
He just rather go get some more cane bottom chairs.
Well, what would you call them? Sometimes they'd be cushioned like that one there.
No. They'd cover it, maybe.
Yeah.
And sometimes you'd find a long chest, about as long as that couch. Didn't have any back to it, but they'd put a little cotton on top of it and put a cover it over. Might put a nice looking piece of furniture out of it, but it's just a plain box. And they'd put quilts and things they didn't need and on the bed and store them in that for the summer.
Well, you call that what?
I don't know what to call them.
Chest,
I think.
Well, what they're sitting in. What you call that?
That's a couch.
Okay, y'all didn't have any of them?
No.
Tell you what, my seat would have had a hard time back in your day.
No, they didn't. They'd have.
Back when you were a boy.
They'd have to. But they didn't have too much to worry about. All they were trying to do was make a living. They wasn't trying to get rich. People that are struggling and are striving to get rich, they're the most miserable people there are. If you just listen to the Lord and just live one day at a time and try to make an honest living, you're the happiest guy in the world.
I wish we had some politicians who... I wish we had some politicians who knew as much about life as you did. I think we might have some sense up there in Washington.
Absolutely. They're all striving to get two or three more $1 million.
You know what?
That's the trouble with this country. Our nation. Not the country. The country just good as it ever was, only colder. And
it is colder.
Yeah.
You're right.
But I tell you, the people that's here is what's trouble. If you got $10 in your pocket and the guy takes notes and he wants you to live, knock your head to get it. So that's an awful place to live anymore. God didn't put people here to live like that. And he meant for them to live and let live. I consider I'm about as rich as any of them, and I haven't gotten money. As long as I got enough to go buy some more groceries, I'm happy. I left to eat.